Welcome to the Next Greatest Thing podcast, powered by the Arkansas Valley Electric Cooperative Corporation. This podcast is a place where we come together with electric experts and dedicated operators to discuss current co-op events, leading edge technologies, and communicate with AVECC members. We are Arkansas Valley Electric, changing the communities we serve. Hello, and welcome to The Next Greatest Thing, a podcast powered by the Arkansas Valley Electric Cooperative Corporation. Today, we are getting to know Larry Walker. How are you doing today, Larry?
Good.
Good. Thank you for joining us on this rainy day. You're not out in the field working on right away because it's raining, so we're glad to have you here and talking to you.
Good to be here.
Good, good. You didn't know about this very far in advance. You got the email yesterday, so really glad we could be here and chat. So you work in the right-of-way department.
Yes.
And you work on clearing, like physically clearing the right-of-way, more so on the ground.
Yes.
For
new work orders. I work on right-of-way department. I run the skid steer, brush hog, moving trees, and stuff like that.
Have you always worked on right-of-way?
No. I worked on a digger truck for 15 years, right at it, like about 2 months.
How long have you been with the cooperative?
February the 1st starts my 30th year.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's an entire lifetime.
Yeah. Long time.
It's longer than some of the people that work here have been alive.
Mm-hmm.
By quite a bit.
Yeah.
So you've seen the cooperative really grow, expand, change, and evolve.
Yes.
Over the decades, over the last three decades.
Yes.
How has the positions that you have had evolved over the years from your perspective?
I worked on a digger truck for 14 years and liked a couple of months being 15. Then I switched to the right-of-way crew and then started brush hogging a lot then. We had a tractor with a brush hog on the back, and then they started getting skid steers. And so me and Sonny Bowman started, they would send us out to brush hog under a line. Like they may send us to Ozone and say, take off north. We'd go, that's what we'd do. If they got a new work order in, they'd call, hey, bring your little hoopy in. Y'all got to go help do a work order. We'd go do that. When we got done with that work order, we'd go back to brush hogging. We'd done that for 7 or 8 years. And then they split our in-house crews. So Sonny went with one crew and I went with the other, and we run the skid steers for them.
So something that our members might not know is that Arkansas Valley has both an in-house crews, have two in-house crews, yep. And we also have contractors that work on right-of-way year-round.
Yes.
So sometimes people might see our crews, sometimes people might see contractor crews, yes. But they're doing the same thing for the same reason.
Yes.
And right-of-way seems to be one of those things that people don't necessarily think about.
Nope.
Until
somebody knocks on the door wanting to trim a tree or cut it.
Exactly. But it's so important. And right-of-way is a huge, or a good right-of-way is a huge reason why we don't have as many outages as
yes.
Other places.
Yes.
A good right-of-way is the difference between keeping your lights on and
yes.
having them off.
Yes. If you want to keep your lights on, you have to work on right-of-way. You have to, if you want your right-of-way to take care of you, you have to take care of your right-of-way.
Right, right. And so that's why it's so important to maintain. If I'm not mistaken, Arkansas Valley maintains their right-of-ways on a more frequent basis
yes.
Than they used to.
They're trying to get it to a 6 or 7 year rotation, but there's lots of steps that goes into that to get to drop a year. There's, you know, you've only got so much you can do in a year. You have to start. That's where Tedford comes in. He's over all that. You have to skip some spots, pick other spots up and different stuff to do that. There's a lot goes into it to get to drop a year.
Right. And cooperative-wide, territory-wide, we have roughly 6,800 miles of line.
Yes.
And right-of-way touches all of that at one point in time or the other. So this wasn't on – I didn't give you a heads up that I might ask this question, but approximately, if you could guess, how many miles of line can the right-of-way crews touch in 1 year?
They run two or three different groups of them. I don't really know how much. I don't know for sure how much each one of them. Some of them can do a little bit more than others. I think they can do. I can't remember how many miles they do in a year altogether. It's several. It's like 1,500 or something like that.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's an awful lot.
I think that's right. I'm not sure.
That's okay. We won't hold you to it. But, I mean, it would have to be a significant amount.
Yeah. Between, like, three different bunches.
Right. Right. And it's...
There's lots that goes into it, though. I mean, it's the... They run the big trimmers now, which speeds them up. But then when you speed the trimmers up, your brush hogs and stuff get behind.
Right.
And all that. So they have to... Keep the trimmers pulled back sometimes to keep the brush from getting built up so bad.
How many people are on a right-of-way crew?
Usually, like the contractors, they run probably around 12 to 15.
Per crew, wow.
Probably closer to 12.
What about us?
We've got... two crews, and I think there's like six on each crew, I'm pretty sure. Two of ours rotates in with construction.
Like oh,
one
okay.
One off ours, one off Dave's. They go to construction. Next week they come back, two more go.
Okay, I didn't know that. That's interesting. So that happens on a regular basis, so two from each crew, different. Yeah. You know, they'll just be on a constant rotation. Interesting. I did not know that. Learn something every day.
Yes, that way they get to set and frame and all that stuff.
So working on the right-of-way crew, what does your daily life look like? Do you generally do the same thing every day? Or do you know what you're going to do on a daily basis or where you're going to go? Mm-hmm. How does that look like for you?
We get all of our work on iPads. The boss, he'll go through. He'll pick so many out, and he'll just kind of lay us out a little run. We'll go look at it. If we need the skid steer and hadn't got it, we'll wait till the next day and take the skid steer back. Other than that, we look them up, and then we'll just pick us a little run out and go through and do them.
So do you generally the cooperative's kind of divided into four little sub-territories, it seems like. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got four different corners of the territory. Do you guys generally stay in one area for an extended period of time? Like, if you're working in the Van Buren district area, do you do everything in that Van Buren district area until it's done and then move to, like, the Ozark area, Waldron area? How does that work?
They've got ours split. Dave Kendricks and them, they go out north so far and west. We do out north, east, and south.
Okay.
And he goes to Pecola some too.
Right, right.
So they've got it split. He's more west and we're more east.
Okay, so that makes sense. But you do north of the river and south of the river.
Yes.
For the most part.
And, well, east and south.
Right, and right.
North is kind of either one of us can go do it. I mean, it just depends on if if they've got a work order or something, we may go do a service order or something.
Right.
It just depends who he wants to go do out north.
That makes sense. That does. Well, if there's one thing about working for Arkansas Valley Electric that you would want members to know and to understand, what would that be?
Look at your trees around. A lot of times they don't realize, a lot of times when they plant trees, they'll plant them under or really, really close to under the line, and they don't ever think anything about it until somebody knocks on the door wanting to trim or cut a tree.
Right.
And then it's usually, sometimes it's a bad deal.
Well, and as we mentioned before, right-of-way is the difference between having your lights on and having your lights off. So being a team player and helping out the right-of-way crews, and watching where you plant trees and where you are and allowing the right-of-way crews to come in and maintenance, that will in turn help you.
Keep the lights on.
On a stormy night?
When I first started 30 years ago, if it clouded up, you might work a couple of days. It's got a lot better than it used to be.
It really has. I'm an Arkansas Valley Electric member, and I remember 20-something years ago, you know, the wind might blow and we would lose electricity.
Oh, yeah.
But it's so obvious now that the right-of-ways are better and they're clearer, because it's very rarely that our lights go out. And it's because it's been a major storm.
Yes.
You know, something completely out of everybody's control.
Yes. And a lot of consumers, a lot of them's picking up on that. Mm-hmm. They remember them times too.
Right.
Some of them still get kind of aggravated every now and then, but, you know, you're cutting trees that's close to the house or in the yard, but that's the ones that's given most of the problems now.
Right.
Used to. They never did bother them that bad.
Right. Well, what about the environment working at Arkansas Valley Electric?
It's family-oriented. The brotherhood. I'm my brother's keeper.
Describe that a little bit more.
When somebody's in the bucket, usually there's always somebody watching. You kind of look out for each other. You watch each other's back. And it makes it's a good place to work. It makes you feel a little better when you know somebody's looking out behind you. You're fixing to cut a tree and there's a dead limb up there or something that could fall. Hey, watch that limb.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Well, we're done with the hard questions. Now we have some fun questions for you that I did not give you ahead of time. But they're all good ones, I promise. I ask this to everybody. Favorite work snack?
Jerky or apple or orange. Either one. It don't matter.
So you're sweet and salty.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And it's something that does not have to be refrigerated out in the field, I noticed.
Yeah.
Best eatery in our service territory?
Ooh, that's a hard one, because there's lots of places. Ozone Burger Barn.
Really? You know, I've never been there.
You have to try it. It's pretty good.
I drive by it frequently, but I have never stopped.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
We should stop there sometime. It's on our lines.
Mm-hmm.
What's your order there?
I usually just get burger and fries.
Classic. I like it. Okay, two more questions, and one's a bonus. But when you came in today, we noticed that you have a Willie Wired hand tattoo.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
I got it. I don't remember what year it was. It's been several. Some of the guys here at work had them. And I thought, I'm going to get one. So I went and got one.
Still like him?
Yeah.
Years later?
That's what everybody says. What are you going to do if they fire you? Cut your arm off? made a pretty good living there.
Yeah, absolutely.
For several years.
Absolutely. And for the listeners, it's Willie Wired Hand holding a lightning bolt.
Yeah.
He's intense.
Yeah, it used to be pretty.
I like him. I knew I had heard that some people have them, or some of the guys, you know, had tattoos, but I'd never actually seen one.
Yeah.
So when I saw it on your arm, I was like, okay, we got to talk about that. All right, last question. Favorite story from working out in the field over the years? What's the story that comes to mind?
We was going to cut a right-of-way one day, and we met down there. We wasn't going to take the big bucket in, so we stopped there at a kind of a T in the road, and somebody had run over a rattlesnake.
Oh.
And Sonny was bringing the skid steer, I think, and we stood around there for 4 or 5 minutes and finally looked down and seen it. I like to cut out and run, but... No, it was dead.
He was dead, okay. Yeah. Okay.
But we were standing right there by it, and nobody seen it. And finally looked down and like had a runaway. And I told everybody, I was like, everybody just stand around here. Sonny, when he pulls up here, he's going to walk over here and go to asking us which way he needs to go in there. And I was like, everybody just stand here and see how long it takes Sonny to see it. He was going to run, but he couldn't. He was just jumping up and down. He was wanting to cut out, but he couldn't.
I'm going to say that y'all see a lot of critters.
Yes.
Out and about. Are snakes the worst?
At times. I mean, some years you'll see several, and then other years you may not see all that many. What always gets everybody is how many you've walked by that you've never seen.
Yeah.
Especially at night.
Yeah, I get that. Who was it in Waldron that had one strike at him?
Yeah, hit his boot.
Yeah.
Bottom of his boot, I think.
It was Shane Owens.
Mm-hmm.
We saw he had taken video of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you could hear it rattling and everything. But if you didn't know where you were supposed to be looking, you would have missed it.
They're hard. I was with the sprayers, and one of them had seen one, and it was just in grass about 6 or 8 inches tall. And got out going to look at it. And you'd see it there, and then it'd move, or you'd blink, and then it'd be gone. And then directly you'd see it over there. It's kind of spooky.
No, thank you.
Was in the middle of the day.
Rattlesnake?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
And it would, you'd be looking at it, and then it'd just, like, disappear.
Do you ever see rattlesnakes, like, north, or are they more south?
More north.
Really? Like, north of Clarksville area?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And we'll see... We've seen a few over south, over around Waldron. It's usually Waldron and out north.
I figured they're just in the mountains more so. I've never seen one out in the wild. Thank goodness. They're pretty?
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it. Well, Larry, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today and share about your journey throughout the decades at the cooperative and more about how the right-of-way program works and why it's so important.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, everyone, we hope you enjoyed this episode, and until next time, enjoy.
Thank you for listening to The Next Greatest Thing, powered by the Arkansas Valley Electric Cooperative Corporation. Make sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at MyEnergyAVECC. Visit our website at www.avecc.com. We hope to see you down the line.